Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Major events deliver $6.7 million boost for Kapiti. Kapiti Council's Major Events Fund delivered an exceptional return for the year 2024-2025 with $6.7 million injected into the local economy from a $200,000 investment. More than 80,000 people attended 10 council-supported events across the district last year, including visitors from across Aotearoa New Zealand and abroad. Kapiti Coast Economic Development Kotahi Tanga Board Chair Neil Mackay says with a 33.5-to-1 return on investment, the results speak for themselves. He says these events draw new audiences, building our district's reputation as a destination and delivering tangible benefits for local retailers, hospitality teams, volunteers and the tourism sector. Kapiti Mayor Janet Holborough says the events the fund has supported are not a luxury, they are a powerful tool for community well-being and local momentum. Mayor Holborough says the events bring people together, create memorable experiences, support local businesses and build pride in the places we call home. She says across the district, these events are helping our towns bounce back, not just economically, but socially and culturally. The 2024-2025 events included triathlons and trail runs, the Maoriland Film Festival, Matariki Celebrations, the Ōtaki Kite Festival, Kapiti Food Fair and the inaugural Kapiti Classic Music Concert. Cops Cop Copper Chopper. Acting Senior Sergeant Bernie O'Brien says police officers working dedicated area patrols to prevent burglaries in the Horowhenua area last week caught a recidivist offender with help from a quick-thinking caretaker. On Thursday, July 3, the old Horowhenua Hospital complex was targeted with an offender cutting the main water supply to the site. Senior Sergeant O'Brien says the burglary was discovered by workers on Friday morning and the damage repairs were estimated to be around $20,000. A plumber had been called to reconnect the water supply to the building. On Saturday, July 5, police were called to a burglary in progress by a caretaker at the hospital complex. Police arrived to find a male running through the back fence. He had fled the premises, allegedly leaving a substantial amount of copper piled in sacks ready to go. Police made immediate area inquiries and this work encouraged the suspect to report to the station and hand himself in. For months, the old Horowhenua Hospital has been targeted by burglars removing copper pipes from within the building and under the floors. While the site is no longer a hospital, it is still the offices for community organisations such as the Horowhenua Learning Centre and Life to the Max, who rely on the building for their daily work. In other words, Ōtaki Storyteller Residencies announced. Kia rereki te hua, Ōtaki. In other words, Ōtaki say they are thrilled to announce the talented storytellers selected for the town's new pilot residency program taking place this August. From the 1st to the 10th of August, the selected storytellers spend time at Ōtaki Beach staying in local batches while working on their own creative projects. Small events designed in collaboration with local community groups whose kaupapa align with the storyteller's interests and expertise are held throughout the residency. The residency culminates in a shared lunch for community groups on Sunday, August the 10th at the Ōtaki Memorial Hall, hosted by celebrated Kiwi comedian Michelle Acourt. The 2025 IOWO Residence Storytellers are writer Ralph McCubbin-Howell, Nadine Hura, writer, poet and zine maker, Helen Lendorf, writer and writing teacher, Lucy O'Hagan, GP, teacher, mentor and writer. Collaborative storytellers working towards one project are Ruth Paul, Peter Hambleton and Fifi Colston. Raumati Strait and Transmission Gully Speed Review. Consultation on the proposed new speed limit of 110 kilometres an hour for Transmission Gully Motorway and Raumati Straits has now closed. NZTA says Transmission Gully has safety features that greatly reduce the risk of death or serious injury in a crash, like two lanes in each direction and flexible median barrier between opposing lanes. They say safety improvements will be needed on the Raumati Straits section to help support any potential increase in the speed limit, while Transmission Gully requires some surfacing works. NZTA says they are currently considering safety improvements, including some side barrier works, lighting upgrades and other infrastructure improvements. They say these works could be dependent on scoping, design and funding. By consulting on this section now, they can finalise a decision on appropriate speed limits quicker once these works are undertaken. Baby critically injured at Foxton Beach dies. Detective Senior Sergeant Michael Deegan, Central District's Investigations Manager, says the six-month-old baby who was found with critical injuries at a Foxton Beach house last weekend has now sadly died. Police were called to the Seabury Avenue property last Saturday and the baby had been airlifted to Starship Hospital in Auckland. Detective Deegan says a homicide investigation has now commenced as police continue to work to establish when and how the fatal injuries likely occurred. He says a number of people have already been spoken with and police continue to liaise with medical experts. Detective Deegan says police extend their condolences to the baby's family at this time and request their privacy be respected. River channel and gravel works planned for Waikanae Estuary. Essential river channel and gravel work has started this week downstream from the Otahinga Boat Club to manage erosion within the highly protected and valued Waikanae Estuary. Gravel has built up in the Waikanae River, forming a gravel island in the Waikanae Estuary Scientific Reserve, splitting the river in two and eroding the northern bank. Jack Mace, Director of Delivery at Greater Wellington, says the planned works are within a highly protected area with ecological, recreational and cultural significance and are the result of a range of interested parties coming together to agree a solution. Mr Mace says they're working with Atiawa Ki Whakarongotai, Department of Conservation, Kapiti Coast District Council and Wellington Fish and Game to deliver these works carefully. That's it for another week from the team at A Week of It and KC News. Be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many others, see www.kcnews.co.nz, the locally owned and operated online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.